Hi, welcome back to Learnovative Agile and Scrum Zingles. My name is Vijay Bandaru. I'm a certified Scrum trainer and enterprise coach and team coach. In this episode, we are going to discuss about the details of the Agile Manifesto four values. In the previous episode, we discussed about what is Agile, who created that Agile Manifesto, and now this episode focuses on the four values of Agile Manifesto. So it starts with, we are uncovering better ways of developing software by doing it and helping others do it. Through this work, we have come to value, and then there are four value statements. So these 17 members who have co-created the Agile Manifesto, they are saying, we are uncovering better ways of developing software compared to the waterfall way of approach by doing it differently and helping others also to do that different way who are showing interest. Through these experiments, we have come to value four statements. So the first value statement is individuals and interactions over processes and tools. So if you blindly follow the processes and tools, there is a high probability of getting creativity and common sense reduced. So compared to blindly following processes and tools, if you give value to individuals in the team who are creating the software and the interactions like communication and collaboration they exchange with each other, it is more valuable. The second value statement is working software over comprehensive documentation. So if you go back to the waterfall way of approach, in waterfall, it's a staged approach as we discussed in the introduction to Agile podcast session. You spend good amount of time and create a requirement specification document and then share it to the customer. And then again, you spend good amount of time to understand, create the design, architecture, all these things. And then you create the documentation like high level design, low level design, and share it to document. But if you look at from customer point of view, customer cannot sell these documents and make money. But if you give working software every frequent period to the customer, it will be more valuable to the customer. So that is what working software over comprehensive documentation. The third value statement is customer collaboration over contract negotiation. The fundamental reason for creating contracts is lack of trust. So when you don't trust the customer and the customer does not trust you, and you both started working together through a contract, it will eventually lead to a low trust environment and a poor transparency environment, because everybody wants to have an upper hand and everybody wants to have hiding the information in order to avoid the penalty clauses mentioned in the contract. And it's more of a competitive way of working rather than collaborative way of working. Instead, if you work with the customer with a more collaborative by being honest and keep the customer engaged throughout the product development, and also give importance to the inputs, advices, and be open to the changes coming from the customer, it will be more beneficial to the customer. The fourth value statement is responding to change over following a plan. Following a plan is more or less a output focus approach. It's a plan driven approach. Whereas responding to change is more of a outcome focus approach, and it's a adaptive approach. So these four value statements are concluded with a summary saying that is, while there is a value in the items on the right, we value the items on the left more. That means each value statement has two sections: individuals and interactions over processes and tools. That is the first one. Working software over comprehensive documentation. Second, customer collaboration over contract negotiation. Third, responding to change over following a plan. So these 17 people who have co-created the Agile Manifesto values, they are saying, while there is some value on the right side part of every Agile Manifesto value statement, we value more the left side part, because that is what will make anyone agile. That means if you want to be really agile, while following these values, you have to give more importance to the left side phrases in each value statement, which will make anyone agile. Hope you enjoyed this episode. In the next episode, we'll briefly discuss about the 12 principles of Agile Manifesto. Stay tuned and thank you so much.